This week, thousands of travelers were stranded when airports closed. Many are still trying to rebook flights to get where they were going or to get back home. Others have gotten on trains, and some have taken to the road. Paul Gorin of Evanston, Illinois, was in Palo Alto, California for an education conference on Tuesday. He made it back to his family last night and joins me by phone from his home. Mr. Gorin, how did you get home anyway?
Well, there are several of us at a conference, and our planes were canceled out of San Francisco and the San Jose airports. And so we looked at each other and said, we want to do something. We were mesmerized by the television, but we wanted to be active and head towards our families. So we went to the rent-a-car agency that happened to be right next to our hotel, and they had a green van, and we rented the van and headed east.
So when you say we, do you mean a bunch of strangers?
A bunch of strangers. These are people that I've been with at several meetings before, but I really didn't. I barely knew their last names.
So how many of you were in the van?
There were five of us.
Now, what was it like? I mean, what was the mood like on the way home? You knew this terrible thing had happened. You guys were away from your friends and family, and there you were in the middle of nowhere.
Well, we were stunned, as every American was, about what was going on. And yet we were purposeful in trying to get home. And we knew that as we watched the skies and saw nary an airplane, that we were actually at least doing something to get home. We listened a lot to the radio, and then every truck stop or every restaurant that we stopped at, we picked up the local newspaper or the USA Today, and after we saw the pictures again, we would be stunned and get back in the car and talk for a while and stare out the window and listen and wonder a little bit what was next.
So you said you didn't know each other very well when you got in the van. How about by the end of the trip?
I know a lot about four other people that I never would have known sitting across the conference table. I was traveling with a woman who is a principal of an elementary school in Hyattsville, Maryland, a woman who is a teacher in outside of Detroit, and two folks who are officers at the National Endowment of Humanities and the National Endowment of the Arts.
Did you run into any other people who had formed these impromptu carpools and they were doing the same thing you were?
Yeah, we ran into a group that was going from Seattle to Atlanta. We ran into them in Little America in the middle of Wyoming, which is a truck stop hotel place. We actually ran into also some foreign tourists as well. We ran into a German family who were actually quite scared and were figuring out a way to get back either to Chicago or New York to get a plane home. And as we all know, they're probably still waiting for that plane.
So what do you think? What do you think of this trip when you look back on it?
Well, you know, it was in some ways. I don't want to say it was fun because of everything that was going on, but it was so nice to travel with people and to be able to share stories and to listen and to think out loud. Most of the things that we talked about were our families. You know, a lot of times when you're with colleagues and you come to a meeting, you end up with a lot of, you know, job talk and job jargon. We basically talked about our loved ones directly and indirectly across, at least for my part of the ride, which was 2,200 miles.
Paul Gorin lives in Evanston, Illinois. He drove back with a carpool from Palo Alto, California. Thank you, Mr. Gorin.
Thank you.